This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery, just like Leicester City this season. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
You are watching and listening to Chris and Leicester Till I Die TV on YouTube
and your favorite podcasts.
Are you ready? I'm saying, are you ready?
Till I die.
Right, Chris.
Alrighty. Good evening, good day, good morning, good afternoon, good night, goodbye. Hello, wherever you are in the world. Welcome along. It's Friday night. It's 9 o'clock. No, it's not. It's 7 o'clock. It's not. It's 7:10. I'm all over the place today. All I will say is that I got up this morning to do my radio show, the breakfast show, which goes normally from 7 till 10 every morning. And the first hour didn't go out because I hadn't turned the Play It Live on. So anything could happen in this show at all. Do not expect it to run smoothly. But it is LTID TV from Leicester Till I Die. It is the prediction show, something that, unless you call Doug, none of us seem particularly good at. it can but get better. But I hope you're well on this Friday. And here we go. Spent ages doing that, only to find we've got no Brad tonight, which is damn typical. But he's still stuck down in Cornwall, but he's making his way back to Manchester. But who needs Brad when you've got Ant? Good evening, Ant. How are the devil are you?
Oh, good, mate. Oh, good. I think this is going to be the most sense Brad has talked in a long time. Like, it's a little bit tonight because he can't respond.
More than likely. More than likely. And the thing is, it'll be the quickest show we've ever done. I haven't got Brad's 20-minute answers. Hi, Brad, if you're watching. Catch up. It's a good job you got that in. You might want to get more digs in at Brad in a minute when you see something. But look, we're going to do a separate show tomorrow about this, but everybody's going to be asking in the chat, I know. So let's get the elephant in the room out of the way there, as you can see. Chelsea are recording Cashaday by the look of it.
Yeah, it's like I said to you just before we went live, mate, but it feels like the wrong time from a Leicester perspective for this to be happening, because obviously Ndidi's injury, Dewsbury Hall potentially having a short-term injury. And Cov game, he wasn't great, but I think you could say that from 1 to 11, if we're honest.
Yeah.
Right. But he's started to seem like he's finding his feet. And he's not a player that I thought has been particularly great, particularly when you look at the level of hype there was around him. Mm. But like, it's disappointing because I thought he was starting to come good. But again, good luck to him. I've got no ill feeling towards him. And like, there's clearly a bit of talent there. I just don't think we're the right club for him.
We haven't seen it yet, have we? That's the problem. And no. I think it's been highlighted by the fact that everybody else has kind of adapted so quickly and so easily. You know, literally within the first 3-4 games, it was like, you know, Fatawu and Mavadidi and all of those had been with us, you know, for a while. But I think he's struggled. It may or may not, of course, release a place up for Senzi. If it does, have we still got the money? That's the question on Senzi, isn't it?
Well, if we don't have 2 million, I'm sorry, something's seriously gone wrong when we sold 100 million pounds worth of players in the summer.
Yes, and we didn't spend 100 million, did we?
No, we spent 40, and it's like, again, I always say about how much I enjoy his articles and how good he is. Rob Tanner was saying we've still got loads of payments for players like Madison, Barnes, I think Fofana, and there's plenty more still to come. So financially, we're fine. It's just FFP-wise, you've got to like be so careful. You look at your likes of Everton and Forest now.
Yeah.
They're making an example out of those teams, but I feel like they're doing that to set a precedent.
Mm. I mean, thankfully, you know, our argument is obviously we got relegated because we stuck to FFP.
I don't buy that. We got relegated because of our own arrogance and our own on the field.
I'm not saying that's the only reason. Don't get me wrong. I mean, we were shit as well. But, you know, I mean, there's no doubt about it. And all these championship teams that say, oh, you're a Premier League team. No, we're fucking not, because if we were, we'd still be there. So, look, we were shit as well. But obviously, let me word it differently. It stopped us buying anybody last summer.
It did, but also, like, when you look at Danny Ward played, 28 games for us. Dan Amati played something like 32. It's like, you're going to sign who you want. If you're going to stick, like, and then Luke Thomas, who's just been sent back from Sheffield United, who were rock bottom of the championship, I believe. Mm-hmm. It's like, when that makes three out of your back five, it's like, and you're picking them week after week after week, you've got 1 foot in the championship already.
Well, I'd have to say, I mean, Daniel Amati, the god that is Daniel Amati, I mean, I think we miss him. But then again, you miss piles when they're gone, don't you? I'll leave it at that. And it's really nice to have you along. Your details are in the description below, but do give a shout out to where people can find you.
So Ant's Leicester Fan Channel, again, had a quiet week worth of content, being stupidly busy at work, so haven't had a huge amount of content out, but I'm hoping over the next couple of weeks or so to be back up uploading as much as possible.
Well, look forward to that. If you are, I'm sure everybody that watches my channel is also subscribed to yours, but if they're not, do get over there and check it out and give it a subscribe, because as Leicester fan channels, we like to support each other, don't we? Which is obviously why Ant is here tonight. Important question, Very, very important question. We've got to come to this first. How is your fire alarm? Smoke alarm, I mean.
Honestly, what a painful weekend last weekend was. Obviously, the COV game, then my fire alarm would not stop going off every like 20 minutes.
Yes.
It's just, it's fine now, but...
Yeah. Can I just say, actually, I learnt a lot off you because you always used to tell me how like you used to like winding Leeds fans up and all these different fans. I've had a great week winding Coventry fans up. My God, do they like a bit of salt on their chips or what? I was treated like a piece of shit on one of their channels. Anybody that has seen it will know what I mean. But I always try to be magnanimous. But honestly, you wouldn't have thought a team that had just won would be most upset because Enzo didn't say how good they were at the end of the game.
It's one of those, like, I think we're guilty of this as well, Chris. I think every interview, every quote is micro-analysed to the point of it being like everything's got us like a secondary meaning and it's not, and he's like everything's like a snide shot kind of thing. And it's like Enzo Maresca was asked about Leicester. He answered about Leicester. He didn't talk about Coventry, really. And it's like, because he didn't say Coventry with the second coming of Barcelona, apparently he's a bitter man.
Exactly. But look, you know, Coventry fans. I loved it. I love the fact that when the guy came on, and in fairness, one of them did come on to our post match, and I thought it was really nice to them until the point where they said, "Yeah, but we're only 15 points behind you," and I had to correct him and actually remind him he was 25 points behind us. But little moments like that that make life worth living.
It's one of those. I'm not going to sit here and say, I forgot. Sorry. Cheers, Scott. I'm not going to sit here and moan and say, like, don't celebrate a Derby Day win. Like, absolutely enjoy it. But we'll be enjoying the fruits of our season at the end of it. Yes. Will they?
Yes. Anthony is in as word. Big up, Chris. Tell the missus to leave me alone. She's very touchy-feely. It's scary. Well, look, mate, you know, careful what you moan about. You might have a headache later. Make the most of it. You can always watch this on catch-up. You can't do that with the missus. Oh, well, maybe you can. I don't know. Right, let's get into the Prediction League and the Prediction Show. And we'll start off by looking... we've got to, really. And I've got to say, Ant, please, when you look at this, do not understand that Luke, Dave's and Ant's scores, they've came in very, very late. So they were never going to sort of be sort of top three or anything like that. But they've come in, they're enjoying it, hopefully. So do consider that when you see the table. But here is the table. Doug is still out in top, commanding lead, 15 points over Shane. Steve is up to third. Nate is up. John is up. Jeff is down to six. Spencer, the little sod's overtaking me again, only by 2 points. So Spencer's seventh. I'm down to eighth. Craig down to ninth. Brad is still bottom of the 12. Now, look, when it says little ant, can I just say that isn't me? That is Brad calling you little ant. And apparently it's just to differentiate you from Anthony.
That's what he's saying, isn't it?
Yes.
If I speak, I'll be in big trouble. I don't want to be in trouble.
Oh, dear. But, look, it's just a bit of fun, the voice. Scott, have Coventry finished the open bus parade yet? I tell you what, even an Ipswich fan came on after the preview saying that we should let it go. But no, it's Coventry. Why should we let it go? It's banter. If you're going to give it, you've got to be able to take it back. And I love a lot of these fact that these neutral fans only see half the story. But anyway, that is the table. So it's looking. I've given up on European football. I'm not going to lie. But here we go. Let's have a look at the games then. And we're going to start with a kickoff in about 37 minutes, something like that. Sunderland hosting Hull City. How do you see? Well, let me tell you the form for this one at the moment. Sunderland are. Where are Sunderland? Let's have a look. They're in seventh, same points as Coventry, but not quite as good a goal difference. Hull, though, are in ninth, so they're both sort of there or thereabouts. But going into this, Ipswich, they beat Sunderland. Sunderland lost to Ipswich. At one point, I was getting excited because they were 1-0 up. But they've lost the last two because they lost to Newcastle in the Cup. But they had won two of the previous three. And Hull, meanwhile, again, lost the last two. They lost to Norwich in the Cup. And they drew with Birmingham, which maybe they should have won that. But they did beat Blackburn. How do you see this one going?
I see Sunderland winning this 2-0. I think they've been... The Newcastle game, like as much as like a derby day can always be an equaliser, they're playing a Champions League, Premier League team. I think you can sort of just write that one off. And then, obviously, last time out, losing to Ipswich, again, second in the league. So, I think Sunderland are too good a team to lose three in a row at this stage of the season.
Now then, Brad has agreed with you in as much as he's gone for a 1-0 Sunderland win. But I like to be different. And I haven't copied you this time, John, either. And good evening, John. How are you? I think there's going to be a bit of a surprise on this one because Hull, they're in ninth, did I say, Hull? And yes, they have only won one of the last five, but they've won more than they've lost this season. And they have been up in the playoffs. I remember they were the first team to beat us this season. I've just gone for a 2-1 Hull win here. I just think I don't think it would be an upset if they won. But I just think, and I need the points as well. So I have gone differently to everybody else. So that's and Scott has gone. Oh, Scott's agreed with me. That fine man, that Scott. I like the cut of that man's jib. He's gone 3-1 to Hull. So you're all right for me, Scott. You're all right for me. Don't leave me hanging out there to dry on my own. So that's tonight's game, which hasn't kicked off yet. But it will be doing, like I said, in about 36 minutes now. So we move on to Saturday. And it's the early game on Saturday. We've got Swansea hosting Southampton. Southampton up to third. They're only literally 3 points behind. I mean, if we beat Ipswich on Monday for them and Southampton were to beat Swansea, Southampton would go into second. And it's been, it was only, I think, after the first five or six games, Ipswich have been second for the rest of this season so far. So it would be like maybe a case of Ipswich finally running out of steam. But they're playing a Swansea team who basically are doing nothing this season. They're down in 15th. And on current form, I mean, Swansea, they've won two of the last five, but one of those was Morecambe in the Cup. Although, fair play, they did beat West Brom. Apart from a draw with Norwich, Southampton, the form team, the top of the form league, first position, four of the last five. This is just going to be Southampton again, isn't it, Ant?
For this exact reason, I've gone for a Swansea 2-1. The thing is, these incredible runs of form, and Southampton's is fantastic. It has to come to an end at some point. And I just feel, you know, like when you've got an ex-manager, like obviously Russell Martin going back to Swansea, it might just give that little bit of like needle in the crowd and make it that little bit uncomfortable. And I don't know, you know, when you've got a feeling, it's like, it's at some point this run from Southampton will come to an end. So eventually I will get one of these score predictions right when I predict them to lose. And tomorrow is going to be that day.
In games, they haven't done it yet in the run.
No. So this one is the time.
Yeah, no, I totally know where you're coming from. And I think for me, the Southampton of earlier in the season, we put four past them. I mean, we literally demolished them in that game. I don't know. I just can't see past it. You've gone 2-1. I have gone 3-1 to Southampton. Mm-hmm. And Brad has gone 2-1 to Southampton. And let's have a look at what everybody else has gone for. Swansea, Southampton, Saints to win 3-1, says John. So he's actually agreed with me. He's copying my homework this week. But Scott agrees with you, and he's gone for the Swansea win as well. He does say here, interesting to see how the Liverpool loanee gets on. I've forgotten the guy's name.
Fabio Carvalho.
Carvalho, that's it. Were you surprised that we didn't go in for him?
As soon as I saw about the guarantee of game time, I thought that's sort of him out the window. Because as well as Hull are doing, like pushing for playoffs, they can guarantee a player game time. We can't. And it's like, I think you can guarantee players opportunities to play, but you can't guarantee that they're going to be on the pitch.
No. I understand Liverpool doing that because that's why they're recording from the loan. You know, if you're sending a loan player out and then he doesn't get any time, it's a bit pointless, really, isn't it? But like you say, I mean, he's a winger. We don't need wingers, do we, you know, at the moment?
Depends, because he can play midfield as well. But it's like, you know, Iosi Perez could play right wing, but couldn't really. It's one that, do you know what I mean? But it's like, you know, when we say...
I've got to say there, though, I've got to say, in fairness, could he?
But it's like Albrighton. People say Albrighton can play right back. Can he?
Yes.
It's like, do you know what I mean? He's a very good right winger. He can't play right back, but he gets put there when needs a must.
Yes, yes. Right, so the next game we've got there, I do believe, is Blackburn hosting Huddersfield Town. That's the early kickoff on the Saturday, by the way. Now we're back to the 3 o'clock. And Blackburn, now their manager was one that I was quite interested in before we knew Enzo was coming. It was one of the two I was interested in. They struggled this season, having been sort of, you know, just missed out on the playoff on goal difference. Haven't spent the money, haven't had the backing, I don't think, from the chicken farmers. But they haven't won in five. And they're playing the Huddersfield side, who are, to be honest with you, well, they've won one in five. But, I mean, they're down in 21st. I mean, it really is sort of desperate times for Huddersfield. Huddersfield won, funny enough, against Blackburn Rovers. That was Huddersfield's last win at home. But Blackburn, like I say, their only win was Cambridge United in the FA Cup, and you would probably expect them to do that. How do you see this one going?
It's like choosing between shit and crap, isn't it? like,
indeed.
I'll go for a Blackburn win 2-1 purely because they're at home.
Yes, yeah. I pretty much agree with you there. I went 2-0 to Blackburn. Probably, if anybody actually says why is Brad towards the bottom of the prediction league, it's predictions like this. He's gone 2-3 to Huddersfield.
The thing is, that's got all the ingredients now for that to be clipped up when it is a Huddersfield 3-2 win, and he's gonna have that smug Jeremy Clarkson look on his face, isn't he?
Isn't he just? Yes. Yes. But he's gone 2-3. Let's have a look. Scott has gone Blackburn 3, Huddersfield 1. He's agreed with us. And John has also gone for a Blackburn win. He's agreed with you at 2-1. Okay, so next up, Bristol City, who had a fantastic game midweek against West Ham. all I got was, I've got a friend on here who's a West Ham fan, West Ham unofficial, and we have a lot of banter between us, and I knew he was driving back because he lives over this way, and I was messaging him when I knew he'd be in the car, going like, because he'd done a show saying like, you know, is this the big upset, you know, and what have you, and I sort of sent him a message going, yes, it is. And I just got two words back. Don't start. But well done to Bristol City. They are facing a Watford side. Now, Bristol City, they're in 14th, and they are playing a Watford side who have finally paid off the debts and paid Gary Lineker his 10 quid off Elton John. They are actually up in 8th. Form-wise, Bristol City only won Well, they won the last time game out, which was West Ham United, the FA Cup replay. Watford have won the last two, though. Chesterfield in the Cup and Queen's Park Rangers away, which is probably not a surprise. But they could only draw with Plymouth and Watford. And they lost to Bristol City in this game, which was obviously like 4 weeks ago. Watford won, Bristol City 4. So how do you see this one going?
I'm going to go 1-0 Bristol City. I think they'll be riding a high after that cup win against West Ham.
See, I see where you're coming from with that. And I think, yes, they will be. But I think also when you're that high, you can also be prone to a fall.
Yeah. What goes up must come down.
Exactly, exactly. Like a horse knickers on double time. Sorry. You love coming on here, don't you? But they are going to be. But I've gone for my first Desmond. I'm like the draw king this week. I've gone for Paul's night, and I've gone 2-2 for me because I think Watford are in good form, but Bristol are on that high, so I think they will battle it out. But Brad has gone for a Watford. I mean, he's gone for the obvious score, which I think most people would on normal form. He's gone for the Watford 3-0. Now, Anthony is back in. He's obviously managed to get rid of his wife. And he's gone Sunderland 2-1, Southampton 2-0, Blackburn 2-2. But now he's gone up to Bristol City. He's gone 2-2, so he's agreed with me. And obviously, Bristol City is his home team. John has gone for the draw as well, back down to earth for Bristol City. He's gone 1-1. And Scott has gone Bristol City 1, Watford 2. So a mixture there, but I might have to change my score, seeing as Anthony's agreed with me. It's usually the kiss of death at that one. Right, next up, Middlesbrough against Rotherham. Let me just bring this one up, which is there. It does annoy me that all these different sites have things in different order. Middlesbrough in 10th. I mean, I don't know what they're doing this season. Again, you know, horse knickers here, up and down so often. Rotherham, well, they're worse than they're rock bottom. Is it 18 points they've got? So they're not totally out of it because they've got 18 points. QPR 21, Sheffield Wednesday 22. They look like they were both pulling away, but they're not now. So on form-wise, though, Middlesbrough have won 3 of the last 5, but they lost to Villa in the Cup by the single goal. And they lost 3-1 to Coventry, but then who doesn't? Rotherham, they've lost the last 2. This is such a weird, bloody league. Rotherham's only win in the last 5 was a 1-0 against Middlesbrough in the reverse leg. No wonder we can't predict these bloody scores, and bloody hell. What are you going for, mate?
I'm thinking I'm going to go for a big one here. I'm going to go 4-0 Middlesbrough.
Ooh, we're out. Well, Brad has almost agreed with you because he's gone 3-0. Anthony, I think, has been looking at my scores in the chat because he's matching me with everyone at the moment. I've gone 2-1 because I think Rotherham are fighters. I mean, in the last 5 games, they have only scored 4 goals, but they've only conceded 5.
They're like that, saying they're fighters is like they're that journeyman boxer that's jaw's been tested that many times. It's like anyone can be a fighter. Not everyone can be a good fighter.
No, oh no, I accept that. You're not wrong. But what I'm saying is they're not losing every game sort of 5-0, you know, 6-1 or 3-0. Yeah, they are sort of putting up a battle. They're not winning them, and I will give you that. I will give you that. But look, Anthony's gone Middlesbrough 2, Rotherham 1. Copy my homework, Anthony. John has gone 3-1 to Borough. Scott has gone... He's gone 1-1. Wow, Scott. Wow.
Brave.
Again, that's one of those that we let's not laugh too much because Scott will probably be spot on. But I mean, most of us there looking at the Middlesbrough win. Off to Carrow Road next. Norwich playing West Bromwich Albion. Why isn't that coming up? Now it has. 3 o'clock on the Saturday. Norwich are in 11th. West Brom are in 5th. Norwich form, they've won the last two. Bristol Rovers and Hull City. And they, West Bromwich Albion, have only lost one of the last five, which was to Swansea, of all people. And in the previous game, the West Brom won that 1-0. Norwich, a funny team this season, aren't they? Because, I mean, they started off well. Then they sort of really sort of slipped down the table. They are slowly making a comeback. But what do you think about this one?
I just think West Brom, I look at as that best team apart from sort of, I think the top four are going to stay the top four for the rest of the season. Yes. And I just think West Brom are that next best team. Mm-hmm. So I think, I can't see them really being moved from fifth because there's a sizable gap between them and Cov, who are now in obviously in sixth place. So they're probably having an open bus tour for that as well. But
now you'll upset the Coventry fans. Be careful. We don't know. They're very sort of, you know, easily upset.
To be fair, if I'd had the last 40 years that they had, I would be too. But anyway, I shall, because I'm going to get myself in trouble. What was the question again? I've got off on a tangent.
I don't know. Just your prediction. After you were saying that West Brom are 5 points ahead of Coventry.
2-1 West Brom.
You're going 2-1 West Brom. Okay. Right. Now I don't know. I've gone for one of those, you know, where I'm going to take a risk here, because I've gone for a 1-1. Had it been at West Brom, I think I would have gone for the West Brom win, but it's out Carrow Road. So I've actually gone 1-1. The bad news is that Brad's agreed with me. So he's gone 1-1 as well. But Anthony's gone 3-1 Norwich.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Away days are great, but when you can't play away, there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus. Serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. Again, Anthony explains where you are in the table. Scott, back to reality, he's gone 2-0 West Brom. And now John has agreed with me, but he's gone for the 2-2, the first Desmond of the night for him. So interesting mix of scores coming in. There's not probably, apart from the Middlesbrough-Rotherham one, where I think most people, apart from Scott, went for the Middlesbrough win. It's been a right good mix of different predictions. Brad's not here, but if he was, this would be one of his favourite games because it's his second favourite team, Plymouth Argyle, are hosting Cardiff City. Plymouth, what I would call a typical promoted team until we come to Ipswich, in the fact that they came up, they had a really good start, they surprised a few teams, but now they're settling down probably where we would have expected them to be. Which is in 19th place. And they are hosting a Cardiff side who are higher than I thought. They're in 13th. But they've not had the best of seasons, but they are slowly turning it around, Cardiff. Plymouth, though, have only won one in their last five, and that was against Sutton United. Cardiff have only won one in the last five. That was away at Queen's Park Rangers. And the last time these two teams met on Boxing Day, it was a 2-2 draw.
It's one of those. I think Plymouth, their majority of their points have come at home this season. I think away from home, I believe they're worst in the league. But at home, I think that's what's going to give them a fighting chance of staying up. So, because it's at home, I'm going to go 2-1 Plymouth.
Did you say, who did you say was worst at home? Sorry.
Worst away.
Oh, worst Plymouth. Away. Who was worst away? Plymouth,
I believe.
I will confirm that to you. Well, there's not much in it. But just on the last five away games, they're 22nd in the away form. So you weren't so far off there. Your dad's in Total Football, says get Anton Moore. I'll be honest with you, he would have been on last week, Total, if he hadn't been hanging around Birmingham New Street Station trying to drum up business. He would have been on here with us. And he will be on this every week now that he is available, will you not, Anthony?
I will.
To give you your full Sunday name there. But good evening, Total. How are you? So Scott's gone. He's gone for a while. This is going to be a big score. 4-2 to Cardiff, he's gone. Anthony's gone 2-1 to Cardiff. John has gone Cornish Pasties 3. Brad has actually gone for a Plymouth win. He's gone 2-0, surprisingly. I've gone for my second 1-1 in a row. Like I said, there will be a lot of draws from me this week. But yeah, I've gone for a 1-1 as well. So there we go. Right, QPR, who I thought was starting to turn it around, but they haven't, basically. And they are down in 23rd place, just 3 points above Rotherham. So only one win off that bottom space. And they are hosting everybody's second most hated team, probably. Millwall, who are sat in 16th place. The last five games have all been lost by QPR. Sorry, apart from one. They drew with Ipswich, 0-0. Wow. But they've only scored 4, conceded 9. This time in the reverse fixture, they lost to Millwall 2-0. Millwall have lost the last two, including to us in the FA Cup. And they lost to Middlesbrough last weekend, 3-1. But they have beaten Norwich and then, as you said, Queen's Park Rangers previously on that. Your prediction for this one, Ant?
Desmond. First Desmond.
2-2, you're going. Wow. No hanging about there. Straight in with it.
Straight. If I'm honest, it's a game I'm just not that interested in, and it's got a draw written all over it, hasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. No, I agree. I've gone 2-2 as well, so I've totally agreed with you on that. And even Brad's gone 0-0, so we all think it'll probably be one of the last games on the... Has anybody actually watched the Championship football highlights?
No.
It's awful.
The thing is, I'll watch some of the ones on YouTube, you know, like the ones that EFL put out.
Yes.
But the actual one on the telly is just... It's rubbish, isn't it?
It is. I mean, they stand at the side of a pitch, and, do separate programs, give the Championship their own program, and then League One and League Two. So many games, it's like a minute if you're lucky, you know. But anyway,
I don't know if you know this, and I think I think when you watch Match of the Day, it's not as bad, but I almost think when they talk about the Championship, it's like, how many times have you actually watched Leicester play? Where every time I hear them talking about us, it's like saying that. Earlier on in the season, they're saying we were a counter-attacking team, and it's like, Jesus Christ, have you not watched us once this season?
That's the thing, isn't it? You know, if you're going to at least do your homework, you know.
Yeah.
I prefer not to have pundits at all and just watch the football. The best ever match of the day was when the pundits were on strike. But But there we go. Total Football says somebody has to support them. Indeed, I guess you're talking Millwall.
I think that was about me when you said you've got your biggest supporter here.
Oh, right. Oh, him. Sorry. I should have got the spec save. Sorry, I read it as them. Sorry. In one of those moments where, you know, your brain automatically puts the sentence together and it's different to what's been written down, someone has to support him. Well, apparently, if you buy him, you some support, totally has promised to wear it. John Thornton has gone QPR 1, Millwall 1, so he's gone for the draw. Anthony's gone 0-2 to Millwall, although he said he hates Millwall. That's spoken like a true Arsenal fan. And QPR 0, Millwall 0. So there's a lot of draws in there. Scott is agreeing with Brad. Right. Sheffield Wednesday are hosting Salt United as Coventry travel down up to Sheffield. Careful what I say. I've got to say that Coventry deserved the win against us. They were much the better team. At times it was like watching Brazil when they were coming forward to us. And I would be surprised if they don't catch us and finish as champions of the championship. There we are, Coventry fans. Does that make you happy? Okay, here we go. I made that too obvious there. Sheffield Wednesday won 3 of the last 5. They lost to Southampton, but a lot of people have. They beat Cov in the FA Cup. They beat Hull City, they beat Preston, but they did lose this reverse fixture 2-0. Coventry, in fairness to them, all joking aside, have not lost in 5. Again, they're one of the form teams. I think they're actually 3rd in the form table. Apart from a draw with Swansea, including beating ourselves, they've won 4 of the last 5. Oh, God, I hated to have to predict it when I get to mine, but can Sheffield Wednesday do anybody a favour outside of Coventry?
I don't know, because they've been a different team, haven't they? Is it since Danny Royal, their new manager's come in?
Yeah.
So I don't think they're a pushover like they were before. But no. I still think it's too much of an ask. I'm going to go 2-1 Cov.
2-1 Cov. Now then, you're copying my homework, because I've gone 2-1 Cov as well. And I'd love Sheffield Wednesday to tear them off a strip. I really would do. And then we'll see how they celebrate. But I've gone 2-1. Brad has gone 2-1 to Sheffield Wednesday. But he does like Sheffield Wednesday, so he does tend to predict them and get the odd one correct. Let's have a look what people have gone for. There's some interesting ones in the chat. Nate is in. Good evening, Nate. How are you, sir? You missed the table earlier, but I can tell you have jumped up to 4th. So you're 4th in the table. 199 points, mate, with 31 correct scores. Now, Anthony has gone 3-0 to Coventry, and I understand. I understand why people have gone to Coventry. John has gone 3-1 to Coventry. I love this from Scott. I really, really hope that this comes off. Sheffield Wednesday 10, Coventry 0. The pleasure of not being in the league, that you can do that occasionally. There we go. Most people go for the Coventry win there. Rooney. Less, is that, if that's a word, Rooney-less, since they sacked him. New manager coming in, and we've got them in the FA Cup. And it's Birmingham taking on, and I can't find it at the moment. Birmingham are taking on, sorry, Stoke. Yep, Stoke are hosting Birmingham. Ah, they put it right up at the top. There we go. 3 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. Birmingham are still somewhere. Birmingham don't exist in the table anymore. Yes, there they are. They're down in 20th. They're still struggling. While Stoke are just Stoke, as Brad would say. Stoke are sat there in 17th. So 17th are hosting 20th. In the form table, Stoke have won 2 of the last 5. They've drawn 2, but they did beat Birmingham last time out. But I'm guessing, being 5 games ago, that probably that was one of Rooney's last games. Was that the one that actually got him sacked?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
No.
I know it was a Leeds game, wasn't it? It was the Leeds one that got him sacked because the away fans started turning on Rooney.
Ah, right. That would have been probably them in the game before that then. I'm looking at... Leeds beat them 3-0 at Birmingham. They've only won 1 of the last 5, and that was against Hull last weekend, 2-1. They drew with Swansea, they drew with Hull, and they drew with Bristol City. But like you say, did lose to Leeds. 0-0 written all over this one?
I think I've gone 2-1 Birmingham. I like Tony Mowbray as an appointment. I think he'll offer stability. And I think at times, if you look at how Sunderland played some pretty good football. So I think this could be the start of them climbing up the table. Because you look at that squad, like, it's too good to be where it is in the Championship.
Tony Mowbray is a good manager.
Mm-hmm.
He's been around. I don't necessarily think he's going to win you anything, but he's going to keep you safe mid-table. He's that safe pair of hands, isn't he? Like you say.
Yeah.
And probably what was needed, and had they maybe appointed him instead, I mean, look, with Rooney, you know, you speak to any Birmingham fan and, you know, it was a mistake. You know, they went for the name. The American owners went for the name because it was Wayne Rooney. And unfortunately, it didn't work out. Maybe Wayne, you should take Birmingham to court. I don't know. Just an idea. I don't know where that idea came from, but maybe you should take them to court, Rebecca Vardy. So you've gone 2-1. I have gone for, believe it or not, yet another draw. I've gone 1-1 this time. I like that fence. I'm comfy on the fence. Leave me alone.
How are those splinters feeling?
Very nice at the moment. That's a bit. It's a bit worrying. I've never done so many draws in a game, in a week, I mean. You watched. There won't be one draw this week now. But Brad has agreed with you, and he's gone 2-0 to Birmingham, which isn't surprising because he hates Stoke with a vengeance. Let's have a look here. Anthony has gone, he's gone 1-1, so he's agreed with me. John has gone, he's gone 2-1 to Stoke. Whoa. And Scott has gone 3-0 to Birmingham. And I think Birmingham, we will see a turnaround in form now that, like I say, you know, the new manager's going to come in. But that's it for the Saturday games. Hang on a second. God. Why won't it? Won't let me bring the game up. There we go. Now it does. So on the Sunday, Leeds are hosting Preston in the 12 o'clock kickoff. Leeds, look, they're still coming for us, allegedly. I don't know where they are. There must be a couple of hills back down the valley or something, but they are still coming for us, having beaten us. They just can't seem to get any consistency, can they, Leeds? I mean, you know, they're there in fourth. And like you say, I think they will still be in the top four come the end of the season. But they're, you know, they're hosting a Preston North End side who have done what every single Preston North End team does every single season. You know, they start off well. They were top of the league, I think, when we played them. And they're now down in 12th. Leeds won the last 3. They beat Cardiff, they beat Peterborough in the Cup, and they beat Birmingham. But they did lose to West Brom, and they lost this game when it was played at Preston. They lost 2-1 to Preston. Preston, though, apart from that game, have only won 1, which, sorry, Anthony, if you're still in, they beat Bristol City last weekend. But they did lose 4-0 to Chelsea in the Cup, and then they lost to Sunderland and Sheffield Wednesday, believe it or not. Leeds scoring goals for fun. Preston conceding almost as many as Leeds are scoring. Which way do you see this going?
I think it's a weird Leeds win, particularly the fact it's at Elland Road. And as much as I look at Preston thinking they're 12th, like saying they're 12th doesn't sound great, does it? But then if you say that they're 2 points off sixth, it sounds a lot better, doesn't it? So,
it's very tight down there, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. And it's like, even you drop down to what, like anyone from, I'd say, 15th, which is Swansea, up to sort of sixth, you could make a realistic case of why they could finish in that playoff, those playoff spots.
Hmm.
Just takes a good run of form.
I mean, Blackburn, who are sat in 18th, are only 8 points off, like you say, Coventry, who are sat in sixth.
Yeah, so
that's 3 wins. But you know, like you say, it sounds worse than it probably is.
Yeah, but on the flip side of that, and this is just for Championship all over, isn't it? But you could also say Swansea are only what 6 points off of, but was it 6 points? The table's just closed off me, but they're not far off the bottom either. So it's just how close that middle. Well, the bottom end of the table.
They're 11 points off Sheffield Wednesday.
But that's sort of tight.
Yeah, what you're saying is quite right. Is it's tight, and I think we see that every week because once you get past the four, we're pretty much sort of, I think, cementing the place now. And even if Ipswich fall away, I still think they'll finish top four. But that fifth and sixth, it changes every single week.
Yeah, and that's what the championship is when you're doing what we're doing. It's a horrible league to be in, where you just never know. And it's like, that's why it's so hard to get out of it. And you see so many teams struggling to get out because there's, 10 teams going for 2 places, really.
Yes. But that's what makes it a good league. I mean, I still argue that it is probably, for me, about probably the fifth best league in the world. In Europe. You look at the Championship and I'd say, it's better than the top league in Belgium.
Well, I'd say the Championship, in terms of entertainment, and if you're watching as a neutral, is the most entertaining league in the world. But it's when your team's in it, it's slightly less enjoyable, unless you're absolutely pissing the league like we are this season.
Yeah. And I did, you quite, but what you predicted, I'm guessing you're going for a Leeds win then.
2-0.
2-0. Well, mate, you've checked my homework because I've gone exactly the same as you. I've gone 2-0 to Leeds. And Brad has even agreed and he's gone 2-1 to Leeds. John has gone 3-0 to Leeds. And Scott has gone 3-1. Oh, 3-1 to Preston North End, Scott. Ooh, interesting. Interesting. I wouldn't mind that, to be honest with you. Wouldn't mind that. And Anthony has popped in. Big Ant has in. Leeds United 2, Preston 0. Now, that's Sunday's game. But the big game of the weekend, at least it's at a reasonable time. This time round, 8 o'clock kickoff at the King Power Stadium. First hosting second in the league, although it isn't like that on the form. On away form, Ipswich are actually ninth in the table. On home form, we are second. I did go and see Jeff Stelling, as most of you know, the other night, and a great show, by the way. If he ever comes anywhere near any of your towns. And Bianca Westwood is like one little hot babe, I've got to say. Sorry if that's been a bit sexist, but she is. And I was actually sat behind two Ipswich fans who were in the row in front of me. And I mean, everybody that's there is a football fan, obviously. So everybody's talking to everybody. And I'd got my Leicester top on. And I said to him, I said, well, make the most of it. This is the only time Ipswich will be in front of Leicester this season. Hey, bum bum. So, which I was really pleased with. But look, last time we played them, we know Boxing Day 1-1. I was absolutely pissed off with that result. Had we been 1-0 down and in the 93rd minute we'd got the equaliser, I would have felt differently. And I did say at the start of that game, I would have taken the draw. But the fact that we did get the draw at the end of it, in the manner that we did, just annoyed me. I mean, it was like a pinball, wasn't it? 3 deflections or something and into the goal. I mean, I just couldn't believe that we'd let that slip, because it would have given us sort of a huge, huge gap. Ipswich need to win this, because, like I say, if they don't, you're presuming, well, some of us are presuming Southampton are going to beat Swansea. I know you're not, Anne, but if Southampton do, then Southampton will go second. But if Ipswich beat us, they're only going to be 4 points behind us. And that gap has almost disappeared that we had over them. I know I've spoken to two Ipswich fans, and they've both gone for an Ipswich draw and would be happy as long as they're still above Southampton come Tuesday morning. Would you be happy with the draw?
I wouldn't be happy with it. I think you'd sort of accept it. But like, thing is, we're in a situation now, I just sort of want to get through this game because of our midfield situation. It's like, we're not going to have Dewsbury Hall by the looks of things. Not going to have Ndidi, obviously. Castaigne's gone back to Chelsea. It's like, who's playing in midfield? So I do worry about this game slightly, because that is a strong point for Ipswich air midfield. But I still think we'll be all right. I'm going to go 2-1 Leicester.
You have gone 2-1 Leicester. Is it, having just lost that game, and that my big worry still is that I don't think we've had our dip yet, and most teams do seem to have a dip at some point during the season. It's very rare that, you know, you go through the season without having a little dip of some sort. And I don't think necessarily we've had ours. And I think the fact, you know, the way we lost and how we lost to Cov last time out, I don't know. I just feel a win is sort of more important than the actual performance. Sorry, carry on.
I was going to say, I almost think that Cov performance, I'm hoping Enzo puts an absolute rocket up them after that. And that's why I sort of think. But it's the worrying thing is, who do you play on the wing after Fatuidi gets subbed off? Because I would have said McAteer, but then with Castaigne going, I think you move McAteer into the midfield, or then you do Atgun into the midfield. It's just like, you know, before you almost knew the lineup. This is the first time in a while I've got like real question marks of who plays where.
I think it's you. I think Unis and McAteer are the two that will come in. I mean, he likes to play Unis in the middle, and I think Unis has got a talent there. McAteer, I think because he's been out for so long, we forget how good he was when he played for us at the start of the season. But it is a case of which way round does he go. I don't know whether he would reverse Unis back onto the, you know, onto the wing, although obviously Unis can play there. I have a feeling that we might see Choudhury, to be honest with you. I don't want to, because I think that, you know, I think we need, best form of defence for me is attacking. But look, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But I've agreed with you 2-1 to Leicester. Brad has agreed with the comment with the Ipswich fans, and he's gone 1-1 on that one. Let's just have a look what people in the chat. Anthony's gone 1-1. And it wouldn't be the end of the world if it was a draw, let's be honest with you. John has gone 2-1 to Leicester, so he's agreed with us. And Scott's gone 1-1. Honestly, going to say I'm worried for Monday. Think we might struggle. I mean, I don't think Cassidy's actually, it's not been 100% confirmed he's gone back.
It has. It's been tweeted by the club.
Has it? Oh, by the club. Ah, right. I saw it was on the Sky transfer page. I hadn't seen it. It was the club. Interesting. You're quite right. One last game then, which is the midweek game next week. Leeds playing Norwich. Leeds hosting Norwich. How do you see this one?
Again, I just, every time Leeds play at Elland Road, I struggle to see them losing. And I think that, again, 2-1, going to go 2-1 Leeds. I think Norwich will give them a game, but it's just every time it's at Elland Road, they seem to be too strong. And it's what stopped them is their away form. Whilst they're at home, I think, I don't want to say they're untouchable, but they're like a complete different team than they are on the road.
Yeah. And I mean, it's the return of Daniel Farke, of course, so that might fire Norwich up a little bit. Brad has agreed with you, and he has gone 2-0 to Leeds. Again, I've gone out on a limb here, and I have gone for 1-1. I've gone for a draw. I just think I just want Leeds to sort of drop some points again. But thank you. I'll send these over to Brad for you so that he's got them. Now then, like you said, Cassidy, yeah, it is confirmed now, has been recalled by Chelsea. Not like you say, I think if sort of Fatima had been recalled, it might have been a little bit more of a worry. We don't think, you know, we're not losing a lot of sleep over him. We haven't seen the best of him. But you have very kindly agreed tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, we will be discussing this in a special transfer show about Cassidy and where Leicester go from here. And I'd wish you luck, but I hope you don't, because I don't want you to catch me up on the points, and I'm dropping down that table quicker than Everton. But thank you very much for coming on. Once again, give a shout out to where people can find you.
So Ant's Leicester Fan Channel, again, trying to be more consistent over the next couple of weeks. Again, not a lot of content this week, been mad busy with work, but home and away match day vlogs, transfer live streams, all of that good kind of stuff. So make sure to come and give me a follow.
Brilliant. Yep. Please do go over and give him your support. I will see you in the morning at 10 o'clock, Ant. Thank you very much indeed.
Pleasure as always.
Take care. And we kept it reasonably clean as well.
Doing well.
Don't expect that every week, but there we go. Mate, see you in the morning. Thanks very much. Thanks to Ant there. There we go. Make myself big. Yeah, we will be back at 10 o'clock in the morning. We are going to be talking Cassidy recalled by Chelsea. We will be discussing that. And was it a good move? Was it, are we sorry to see him go? Was he a player who didn't fulfil his potential at Leicester? I can't think that they've recalled him because we will find out tomorrow. I don't think it's because he wasn't getting game time, because he was just about to. And he's played 25 times this season. But look, all the best of the young man. Chelsea obviously feel they need him back for the first team. Otherwise, I don't think they'd recall him if they weren't looking at playing him. Good luck. Will it leave somebody a space open for somebody to come in and fill? We will find out. Thanks to Ant. Thanks to everybody that was in the chat for your joining in your predictions. Good luck to all of you. Have a weekend off. Go shopping with the missus. Take your dog for a walk. But whatever you do, don't do it until 11 o'clock tomorrow. Join us at 10 o'clock in the morning, me and Ant, and we will be talking, like I say, Cassidy going back to Chelsea. And if you've been listening to us on your podcast or on our podcast, thank you very much. And also, don't forget about this.
The TalkSport Fan Network is the ultimate on-demand destination for the UK's best fan-led football podcasts,
including Leicester Till I Die, independent analysis and reaction for the Foxes faithful.
The TalkSport Fan Network.
Unbeatable club-dedicated content created by the fans for the fans.
Follow the podcast on the TalkSport Fan Network.
And just to let you know, every Thursday at 6 o'clock on TalkSport 2, it is the EFL show. And all the podcasters, myself, we're all on different weeks talking football. And if you missed it yesterday, because it was 5 o'clock yesterday just to start it off, it is available on the TalkSport podcast. And you'll see me talking to Rich, an Ipswich fan, about the game. So tune into that if you've missed it at all. I will see you tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning. Thanks very much. Take care, guys. And remember what I always say, don't do anything I wouldn't enjoy. Goodbye.
Thanks for watching. These videos are tremendous. You better like them too, or I'll be back.
The TalkSport Fan Network is the ultimate on-demand destination for the UK's best fan-led football podcasts,
including Leicester Till I Die, independent analysis and reaction for the Foxes faithful.
The TalkSport Fan Network.
Unbeatable club-dedicated content created by the fans for the fans.
Follow the podcast on the TalkSport Fan Network.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.